Let's talk to this is Rick Trading on Ruby Dubois, DUBOIS. Date of birth is 5/22/50. Date of visit is 3/22/23. Please make a copy for Angelic Alvarez, MD. Angelic, A-N-G-E-L-I-C, Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-A-Z, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Angelic, thank you for sending Ruby Dubois for pulmonary evaluation, D-U-B-O-I-S. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. And asthma with COPD. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 72-year-old female who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, insomnia, and asthma with COPD. Has had an Inspire stimulator implanted more than 3 years ago. The patient states her symptoms had resolved significantly, and she had a polysomnographic study done earlier this month, and was found to have an overall AHI of 16 events per hour, indicating moderate sleep disordered breathing. And the obstructive component to the AHI was 15.4, indicating primary obstructive sleep apnea. The patient denies any daytime sleepiness and she does have occasional episodes of wheezing and cough and tightness in her chest and neck. She has shortness of breath with exertion. The Inspire stimulator was implanted in 2019 by Dr. Jayesh Patel in Titusville. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for asthma and COPD, OSA, and history of hypertension. She also has diabetes mellitus type 2 and mixed hyperlipidemia and surgical history included history of hysterectomy, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy, history of a neurostimulator in the back, and a history for appendectomy. He also had cataract surgery with implants and umbilical hernia repair. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and Demerol. Next, family history. Father died of an aneurysm. Mother died of cancer of the colon. Next paragraph. Habits of patient does not smoke. And it says here, significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Medication list included Advair HFA 115 by 21 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs BRN. Duloxetine, 60 milligrams daily. Ezetimibe, 10 milligrams HS. Jardiance, 25 milligrams daily. Losartan, 100 milligrams HS. Meclizine, 25 milligrams PRN. Metoprolol, 100 milligrams daily. Metformin XR, 500 milligrams daily. Ropinirole, 2 milligrams HS. Crestor, 40 milligrams HS. Trazodone, 50 milligrams daily. Trulicity injection, 0.5 ml weekly. And Traceba Flex, 48 units at HS. Next, for a physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure. Blood pressure 140 by 80. Pulse is 75. Respirations are 20. Temperatures 97.8. And weight is 150. Saturation is 93. HENT are non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mild inject. D has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft. The extremities reveal no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of the OnePlus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one, obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is reactive airways disease. Number three is history of insomnia. Number four, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number five is hypertension. And number six is depression. Okay, next paragraph. Plan the patient has been advised to get a chest CT and a complete pulmonary function study. Copy of her sleep study was requested. She will continue with the present settings on the Inspire stimulator, and she will also get a CVC complete metabolic profile and the IgE level. In a follow-up visit, we arrange in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Angelic Alvarez, ALVAREC, MD.